640 and 1470. The Talk of Connecticut.
Well, a very happy Monday. I am so glad to be spending some time with you. Thanks for joining us. And our first guests today, what a great story. There they were working in corporate America, decided to leave their corporate America jobs for the jungles of Costa Rica, an opportunity to follow their dreams, experience life outside the lines. They did just that, and it's all chronicled in their book entitled Driving Miss Crazy, One Couple's Radical Sabbatical. I'm so pleased to have the chance to say hello to Laura Berger and Glenn Tibaldeo. Hi, Laura. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, how are you, Mary?
I am doing great. Glenn, are you there also?
I'm there. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you for joining us. When I first heard about your story, you know, we talk a lot about following our dreams on this show, a lot about pushing ourselves outside our comfort zone. So I was real excited to have a chance to talk with you because that's exactly what you did.
Thank you, yeah. And, yeah, I mean, we got to a point in life where we had been working a lot and we hadn't really enjoyed the spoils of it as much as we wanted to, and we needed to decompress. So we took off, and what results is a book that's more or less a Eat, Pray, Love meets The Hangover is what we call it. So you have a bit of a fairy tale that has villains in it, and as it turns out, you find out that the villain sometimes can be yourself.
Well, the villain, I think, oftentimes can be ourselves in terms of preventing. You know, sometimes I think we get in our own way. We can be our own worst enemies, and that's why I love the topic. So let's back up, Lauren Glenn, in terms of before you made the decision to do this, why and how the idea first came to you. You know, why was it important for you to do this?
I think it came from my mind, really. We went to Costa Rica, and frankly, this is not emblematic of anything that happens in Costa Rica, but the first day we were there, they tried to carjack our rental car with Laura in it. And I staved it off by screaming and yelling and waving my arms like a crazy man. But you know what? Within 5 days, we were already thinking about possibly moving there. And I think it's just a question of readiness and being in the right place at the right time for something that kindles something in your mind that you just can't turn your back on.
Well, Laura, I'm impressed that after that experience happened to you, that you were thinking about spending any more time there. Good for you.
You know, it really, everything that occurred after that one incident was absolutely magical. That's the only way that I can describe it. I really feel that it was a transformation in progress while we were there just vacationing. And, you know, when you give yourself time to be surrounded by nature and take away all of the distractions of our daily life activities, you begin to have a different mindset. And that is what really enabled me to embrace, you know, taking this life leap was, you know, what determines my success really? Like, that's a question that was going through my head. And that's a question that I ask, you know, to ask of all the listeners. Like, what do you think determines your success? And that's so powerful to answer that question because that tunes into your beliefs, your limiting beliefs, and then also your empowering beliefs about yourself. And that was the pivotal moment for me of, you know what, success isn't really, you know, my big paying job and working in an office, long hours. And what was really important to me was living life's experiences and surrounding myself more in an environment that where I could grow as an individual.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I do just want to mention, then get right back to that point, Laura, talking about Costa Rica. My nephew has been living in Costa Rica for the past year and a half teaching English and just loves it. So certainly don't want to say anything negative about Costa Rica. I haven't heard anything but wonderful things about the culture and about spending time there. So certainly wanted to just make that comment. May I ask a personal question of you both? How old were you when you you quit those corporate jobs and headed south?
35.
And you, Glenn?
About the same, yeah, 35.
Real? Okay, so younger than a kind of midlife crisis, whatever the heck that means,
yeah.
Or a mid-career crisis. You're a little younger than that. Interesting.
Well, maybe we're just faster to get there.
That's right.
No, it wasn't a midlife crisis. No.
Not at all. Yeah,
no.
Not at all. Well, I love the question, Laura, that you posed in terms of success. I am such a believer in the fact that we all have so much more control and power over our lives and our success than most of us realize, and certainly more than most of us take advantage of. And you both kind of exemplify that.
Well, thank you. And, you know, what comes to mind when you say that is when you go out in these places and you put yourself in the jungle, you don't realize how much you've removed yourself from who you really are until you get there. But, B, you run into all these people who were sailing around the world and their sailboat got shipwrecked off Costa Rica. People who just ended up in the country who couldn't, you know, get out, were passing through, who made it work. And only had a couple bucks in their pocket when it was happening. And so there's so many people who have control over their destiny and have no idea, because they wouldn't know what to do if they didn't go to work every day. They wouldn't know what to do if they didn't have a performance review from their boss every 6 months or whenever it is. These are frameworks we put in our minds, and we feel like we need those things. And mm-hmm. It's just amazing to see what happens when life makes you improvise.
Well, and also what your story says to me, and this is one reason I love it, Laura and Glenn, is that I think an awful lot of us need to be reminded of the fact that we have options. Not only we have the power to make the decisions, but we have options, because an awful lot of people, especially in this kind of slow economy, which we're still struggling with, I think a lot of people, wouldn't you agree, don't think they have options. They don't examine their lives. They don't ask themselves the question, Laura, that you posed a moment ago.
Did you talk to Laura before we got on the phone? Did she say that word for word the way you say it?
Really? Oh.
Well, more or less.
Isn't
yep.
that great? I love it, Laura. No, we've not talked before, but we should talk again. So that's so true. How long did you spend in Costa Rica, by the way?
We were there for 7 months.
And was that the initial time frame you had decided on?
Our initial time frame was to stay a year.
And why just 7 months?
Well, so many things occurred while we were there. One thing that actually happened is I got sick, so that did pose a problem. And when we decided to come back, our intention was actually to go back to Costa Rica after the rainy season. So we were there and we were like, okay, well, now we're going into major rainy season. Let's head back to Chicago, regroup, and then head back. And all of our things were back in Costa Rica. And then life took us a totally another direction, and we just kind of went with it. You know, I mean, when I think about that, you know, everyone is so focused on how to control how life goes, myself included. And sometimes you just have to go with the flow. And had we not come back, we wouldn't have ended up snowboarding in our 30s, going between Chicago and Florida and having the best of both worlds and creating remote occupations for ourselves. But in that moment, you're like, oh, no, but I have to get back. I have to get back. And then you realize, no, there's another purpose for me now.
Oh, I love that. How freeing.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not second nature to feel that way either. One thing that I have to, you know, be honest with myself is when we were living there, you really need to create an unstoppable mental attitude, like in anything that you're doing, even if you're designing your own personal life leap, whatever that life leap is for you as an individual, you have to create this unstoppable mental attitude. Because, so for example, when we said we were doing this, we knew we were going to move to Costa Rica. Then you had external challenges, people going, oh, you're crazy, I can't believe you're quitting your jobs. And we had people send email messages of the tarsiapelo, which is the most venomous snake in that region. And you know, basically this negativity was being thrown at us. And so there's those external things that get in the way. Then there's the internal challenges, which are even more grueling to push through. And that's, you know, we call it your inner dumbass, you know, doing this wrong, and you're leaving your job, and you're leaving your friends, and you're putting all of your things in a 10x10 storage. And so those internal challenges are on top of you as well. And so even after we came back from Costa Rica, you continue to have those internal challenges of, well, wait a minute, no, we were supposed to go back, and this was the plan, and this is the way. And, you know, God works in mysterious ways. Like, you know, my mother used to say, God writes with crooked lines. That's what she would always say.
Oh, I like that. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with authors Laura Berger and Glenn Tibaldeo. Silly question, are you married to each other?
Yes, we are.
Just two different last names. I thought that, but I just wanted to check in.
Mm-hmm.
And authors of this is not their first book. Their first book was Fall in Love Again Every Day, Three Steps to True Connection for Any Couple. Their latest book is based on a sabbatical that they took. It's called Driving Miss Crazy, One Couple's Radical Sabbatical. What did it have to do with, or how did it affect, and I'm sure it did, your relationship, by the way, Laura? You're talking about some of the internal and external factors. How about the overall relationship?
Well, that absolutely. You know, when we were talking, Laura was talking earlier, you know, one thing that making such a change like this in life reminds me of, and as I think of it every single day, it's so true. We're addicted to our past. We're addicted to where we are right now, even. And so when you end up, when you go to Costa Rica, right, and you say, I'm moving to the jungle, the first thing that will come to your mind is you may not have water, the infrastructure may stink, there's going to be insects all over the place, there's going to be snakes, there's going to be this and that. You get there, that's exactly what happened. We had, you know, venomous snakes on the welcome mat. We had bats flying over us in our sleep. We were pumping water out of the pool because we had no water, running water to drink. Now, these are all things that when you get there in the middle of it, are catastrophic to you. Absolutely catastrophic. But, you know, there's water down the hill at the grocery store, and somebody could surely get rid of the bats. But you think to yourself, I quit cigarettes at one point. You think to yourself, I need to go back. Within 2 months we were there, your mind starts saying, I got to get out of here. I need to go back. And that's what started with us, is that we were in that nervous zone. And also, we had completely flipped roles. Laura was the one who was the taskmaster in our relationship, who got things done all the time. Well, I spoke the language, she didn't. And I was more of a person who jived with the culture better than Laura did, just from a personality perspective. And so I had to take control. Our roles reversed. We started taking a nosedive. And the technique we used to pull back up out of it was basically journaling to one another on the beach every single day about contentious questions, sometimes lighthearted questions. And that's the technique that's in our first book, Fall Again, Love Again Every Day. That really pulled us out. And we can go into more detail about the technique if you'd like.
Interesting. Well, unfortunately, we have just 2 minutes left. Speaking with Laura Berger and Glenn Tibaldeo, Driving Miss Crazy, One Couple's Radical Sabbatical, and I know that is in your first book. Were you, as a couple, on the same page most of the time in terms of how to handle things, when to leave, how long to stay?
We were on the same page in terms of going, but that wasn't initially how it started out. We actually used the technique in Fall in Love Again Every Day to bring us to that, because I'm very logical, Glenn's very creative. So by the time we left, we were 100% on board. Mm-hmm. We were also 100% on board in coming back for that time period, planning to go back to Costa Rica. In between, while we were living there, we were not.
I mean, we were in different books.
Yeah.
Different books, not only different pages. Well, see, I'm thinking everyone needs to read this book. Even if they have no interest in going to Costa Rica or any other place, they should read this book, because it's filled with relationship insights in addition to just lifestyle, what you call life leaps. Is that right, Laura?
Yes.
Life leaps. I love that. Is your book available just everywhere at this point, I hope?
Our book is actually not available. Our first book is available for everyone. The second book is coming out in the fall. So what we're asking people to do is to go to lifeleapsprogram.com, and when they sign up, they will receive a free Life Leaps Quick Start Guide to help, you know, get on board with their own personal life leap, and then information on the book Driving Miss Crazy coming out in the fall.
Well, there's a sample chapter in there as well.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so that's lifeleapsprogram.com, correct?
Yeah.
Life Leaps.
Life
singular
Leaps.
Life. LifeLeaps.
Got it. Lifeleapsprogram.com. Thank you for that. When the book does come out, would love to have you come back.
That'd be great.
In the fall. So please hang on to my name and number, and I will hang on to yours as well. Laura and Glenn, thank you so much, and welcome home, even though I know you've been home for a while. But welcome home anyway.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
We'll take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to Mary Jones on the Talk of Connecticut. Now, is this a wonderful day or what? The sun is shining. It's Monday. Woohoo! In the second half of our show today from Hell's Kitchen, Chef Van Hurd will be with me.